Cross court, Struzzo. Celtics defense has been tremendous here at the start.
Why are we playing this?
Right hand dribble, Horford waiting for him. White got knocked out. Here's a steal. Ball knocked away from Struzzo by Horford. Outlet from Pritchard to White. Lob from Tatum.
Running well.
It is 16-1.
Yeah, I heard you. I watched it, okay? That was in transition. The alley-oop. Dunk, okay? 31-5-8. 24 in the first half. I know what Tatum did last night. But all that matters is the next game.
And did you know that he was 14-16 from the line?
Yes. I always appreciate professional basketball players that can shoot free throws well.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's come up in conversation never between you and I.
People that can make because I've spent watching the last couple of years of a lot of basketball,
yeah,
a
like
team that couldn't make free throws.
Get fouled or what?
I don't care about how you get there. If you get there, you make them. That's why it's free. It's a free throw.
I'm sorry, I played the wrong cut.
Bam will bring it up court himself into the front court now, guarded by Grant Williams. Hands it off to Hero, rejects the screen, drives left into the paint, kicks it out to the corner. P.J. Tucker for three, and he laces that three.
It had to be from Saturday night. Hello, Mark Jones.
Hey, it was.
I kind of like Mark Jones doing radio.
Mark Jones was trying pretty hard. What did he say the other day, and he repeated it like it was creative?
Smooth as cotton?
Something corny like that.
He does go there, but his play-by-play, because I'm listening for that kind of stuff. I'm okay, because I'm not on TV. I'm not bowing down to Mark Jones.
You know, the one nice thing is, because we get a, it's kind of a little inside radio here, and we usually just get the play-by-play cuts from the teams that win. So with this Boston Heat, you know, series, you're really not missing anything, because a lot of times there'll be a play on the other side that was pretty good, but you just don't get it. You don't get access to it. So we're not really missing anything when it comes to the play-by-play for that series.
I appreciate that, because that series is officially drunk.
Shane,
you have no idea what's going to happen next.
Do you drink tea?
Damn right, yes.
I'd love to get you some
iced
bags.
Iced or hot?
I was drinking iced tea last night, Arizona green tea.
Okay, let me read some emails here.
That's pretty good. Why?
I'm dead serious.
Why? What'd you say?
Nothing.
What'd I miss?
He's been loving on you for a long time.
I like playing against road games.
James writes in. James has got an important job. About the potholes, I pass by those potholes every weekend when I go to church, and they are the worst. I also did a news story for a class at UNO last year about those potholes, and it was quite hilarious. The mayor knows. If you're just tuning in, I have a question. On either side of Countryside Village between Pacific and the road where Christ the King Church is, those two streets are awful.
Yeah.
Like, the potholes are amazing. Joey says, Bellevue, Joey. Yeah, the side streets going to Christ the King, yeah. I have a truck and hit a pothole over there, and I thought I fell into a sunken place or something.
Hey, so Boston Bruins Steve, we dub him all sorts of names. Tomorrow he'll be back to Formula One Steve. He says, was a Christ the King parishioner as a kid and a West Side alum. Those streets on either side of Countryside have been horrible for decades. Decades, like he reiterated.
Like, people travel those streets. People live there. How come we don't fix them?
I don't know. Drewdown's got a solution, but they may not take you up on it. He said some of those streets in the West Side School area are the responsibility of the homeowners.
To take care of your own street? Man, it's getting rough out there. You got to shovel your own sidewalk? Now you got to take care of your own street?
Well, yeah.
John says Omaha no longer needs to take care of the streets. Did you know that?
Why?
Because they're getting a streetcar that everyone in the entire metro will be riding.
Hi-oh!
Hey, did you see the new plans for downtown? What'd you think? Aesthetically pleasing? The number keeps climbing.
2026 is going to be here before you know it, folks.
Probably won't even be alive.
Well, it's kind of decrepit, but I'm rooting for you to be alive.
Did you say decrepit?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because close.
Because you have a family, and it would be very unfortunate.
But decrepit me.
It was a good word today. Don tweets at us, at Gary Sharp, 1620, at Damon Benning. Sorry, late to the discussion. Trev Mike Denny balloons, hey? It's all fun and games till he runs for governor.
Wow.
Hey, we're going to get Trev on the air here shortly.
Yeah.
What do you think his emails look like today?
I mean, hopefully it's just a vocal minority. I hope this isn't like...
I believe it is, but wouldn't you like to read some of his emails today?
Yes. Anytime people have the stones to ask you about steak on a stick out loud, who knows what they'll do behind a monitor? I mean, who doesn't think of steak on a stick? And he seamlessly said, "Hey, yes, we're looking at new menu option items."
What if he would have said, "You know what? That's a great thing with the Nebraska pork and beef and all of that, and our cows that are here in the great state of Nebraska. We're going to be selling tomahawks."
I don't think that's real feasible, but
That would have been a good response. That would have shown that.
I know Connor Happer eats paella at games, but I don't think people will be eating a tomahawk at a football game.
Are you sure? Now, in our game that we're going to play here in a little bit of guessing your meat, don't you think that
it won't,
that
one,
Trev
one of the
done
answers
a good job
will not,
at guessing
will not,
guessed
will,
your meat?
Will not be steak on a stick. I'm going to go ahead and get that out.
I think maybe Trev Albert should.
Sandy in our Equitable Bank Zone inbox. That's crazy, Shane.
Yes, indeed.
She said you're crabby today and yesterday. Sorry, Sandy. She's usually my little encourager.
I've tried to hug Damon, but Damon gives me the Heisman Trophy thing. The little
stiff arm?
I tried to give you a hug. You want me to hug you?
No.
Okay.
Did you want
me to find somebody to hug you?
Did you shower?
Like, what's my window of showering?
Wow. Okay. It took you too long.
Last night I showered.
I suppose better a stiff arm than a kick in the butt.
I don't believe that's what you're going to say, but
I did
a good job,
Shane,
of saving yourself so you don't get fired.
Would you like some more tea?
Yeah, it's going to rain!
I just had some tea last night.
Did you? Was it warm or cold?
Oh, it was cold.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was tasty.
But did you make it like...
No, I didn't make it. It was just out of the bottle.
Oh. Wow, you splurged for that?
No, you get the big bottle. Get the economy size one. They can last.
Economy size thing of tea?
Yeah.
Tea in a bottle?
Yeah, tea in a bottle. What am I missing here? What am I missing here?
Bags.
Hey, Ed writes into the Equitable Bank inbox.
Our Ed or a different Ed?
It's not an Ed that we work with. I don't think he's emailing the show. He says, is Damon a Royals fan? He seems to be a little upset of the last couple of days.
It's a crap.
This past weekend broke a lot of Royals fans, and then last night Greinke gives up seven after they hit three home runs early, and they lost to the Diamondbacks, so they've lost five in a row. Last weekend, losing to the Twins, who are supposed to be further behind in the rebuild than where the Royals are, I think there are some Royal fans, including Mr. Happer, that are officially
broke. You didn't mean Twins. Did you mean the Tigers?
No, they lost to the Twins,
but the Twins aren't further back in the rebuild.
That's the perception, is that it was supposed to be, that the Royals were ahead of where the Twins were in the rebuild, but the Twins in the offseason said, Carlos Correa wants to play it where? And so all of a sudden things started to fall in line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Greinke was actually striking people out, but he's giving up runs. He should go back to not striking people out.
Yeah, he didn't last very long.
Cool.
Royals fans, let's be optimistic here. Carlos Santana hit a home run last night, didn't he? I think he was one of, because Bobby Witt Jr. had a home run.
What catcher was that for the Diamondbacks? Were they on like their third or fourth?
I don't know. I'm okay with the Diamondbacks. They won three of four at Wrigley.
I'm okay with the Diamondbacks because they're going to get over 61 wins. Yeah, go ahead and look at the board.
I was just double checking on mine.
Put it on the board.
Hey, I can only control what I can control. What do you think, I'm Purdue?
Yeah, but if I say that, then people tell me I was crabby. I feel bad because Sandy's usually my little encourager.
Sandy, I will hug Damon during the break for you.
I don't want you to even remotely think about touching me if you haven't showered since last night.
Hello, puffy coat.
Yeah, but I smell okay.
I doubt it.
Well, what do you think? I don't work out before I come in.
Don't you feel like you need to freshen up?
Well, I did freshen up.
You wash your face?
Brush my teeth, wash my face, put on some deodorant.
Yeah, I'm
showered. Rub the face down.
It'll be okay.
I'm so over you. I really am. It started with the whole endorsement read, considering you don't know how to put stuff up on a screen.
Yeah.
Jake says,
hey,
Jake tweets at us on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed.
Flaky Jake? Golden State Jake?
Both. He said, yeah, DB has had his panties in a wad last couple of days, just mad at everything.
I don't even wear panties.
like I said, I learn something new about you every day. I thought after we'd been together for a decade, I'd know everything. I'm glad
I don't even know what wear those
undergarments. I hope you wear something. Because if not, there's not much between you and I. I just assume he bet the Mavs plus 200 to win the series.
No, Jake, you know what bugs me? When fan bases don't represent the establishment well. That's always an easy way to get me fired up.
Dallas blew it when they didn't win game three.
Can't stand a lot of excuse making, Jake. I'm sorry. Like, you know, you're telling me that the dynasty came to a halt because of injuries. Like, 90% of teams in sports don't deal with injuries.
A lot of chatter after we talked about it, about dynasty for the Dubs.
Well, they definitely didn't get it from us.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I think they listened to us.
I don't think so.
Yo, what? Like, okay.
Well, that dude sent me a picture of like 712 rosters of every place that he had been to in 2021 and 2022 for games. It had to be at least 12 inches thick.
I got a idea for resources and reference.
No, you don't point the finger.
Hey,
can I throw
something out I want to talk about yesterday?
Flaky Jake. Quick, somebody give DB some of those gummies that the kids are popping. Jake, I would never do gummies. I would be the guy that would do a gummy and croak, and people would think I was a closet junkie. That would be my fortune.
But I would tell your story a little bit better than that.
Yeah, you see, what happened was I was in Colorado, and I just wanted him to sample, and he said no. He told me no for like 2 years because I asked him every other day, and he finally gave in, and yep, the guy killed over, so it's on me. Yeah, I highly doubt you'd say that.
He's what the doctor ordered.
I would say.
He's what the doctor ordered.
I would say I think somebody roofied him.
Roughied me?
Yes. Andrew has shared a story with us about those bad roads by Westside that Channel 6 did. We got to get Mike McKnight on this. Did Mike McKnight do this story?
I don't know.
Two streets bordering a Westside elementary school get failing grades from parents picking up their kids, but paving isn't cheap and the city won't foot the entire bill. Okay. All right. Well, now you answer it. But I don't know how people drive on that because I thought I lost my car.
Were you in the Rogue?
I was in the Rogue. The Rogue usually handles well.
Yeah.
I went...
Sometimes the kids.
Sometimes the kids
park over there. Remember, you kind of dropped me off.
Yeah.
Over in that way.
I don't mess around.
There's some nice little cool little hidden homes back there though. You can take a little dip down into the park.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those streets. I mean, my God. I mean, they're like, yeah. Yeah. Mike McKnight did the story. If Mike McKnight couldn't get the city to pave it, then there's no hope.
Oh, Mike McKnight.
Yes.
All right, six on your side.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Brian Christopherson will join us.
This dude is just offering me gummies.
There's no doubt.
I do love gummies, but not that kind of gummy.
You like bears, not huckleberry.
Yeah. Whatever you said. Is that a strain?
I saw a story.
I saw a story that
is the popular...
What do you call that? Is it a strand or a strain?
It's just a gummy.
Doesn't have a name?
Well, it's a flavor.
Huckleberry?
Well, huckleberry is one of the... Like, you have elderberry for sleep. You can get huckleberry to be huckly funny.
So, like a DNA strand?
Oh, see?
No.
See?
Nope, stop.
But that's what you're asking.
Nope. Shane, nope. How's the tea?
Nope.
I don't know. You need a bag?
Yeah, right here.
Shane earlier today told me, Shane has been researching monkeypox. He's like, hey, this is really... And I'm like, I don't have time for it.
It's mildly disgusting. Don't Google images.
Okay, coming up, Brian Christopherson will join us in the next hour.
DC would like to know if you could remind him what the wheel tax is for. Not asking you anything of substance, Shane. I was talking to Franklin.
I can remind you what the wheel tax is for.
Well, what's the wheel tax for,
That's
Shane?
A one-time. I could go on the wheel tax for the next half an hour. That's a one-time, hey. Let's pass this law. Let's pass this. Let's pass this as a one-time thing where we're just going to, you know, put a little bit of, we're going to generate a little bit of extra money. Just one-time thing, vote on it. Never, ever, 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 ever vote on a one-time thing. Because
what did you do?
Because it's not going to be a one-time thing. It's going to go from like the late 70s until now. That's not one-time thing. That's about 40 years in a row of that.
Have you not heard
I wasn't even here then when you voted on it.
Have you not heard of the restaurant tax in this town?
Well, sorry.
I do remember the first time you licensed your vehicle over here, and that turned into a 30-minute segment on what wheel tax was.
Oh, well, yeah. That was new.
Dude,
that
you
was
lost
new to
your
me.
Mind.
That was new to me. And the price to register a vehicle in this state.
And why do you think everybody was going to Iowa?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, a lot of people go to Iowa. Keegan.
Wow.
Noah.
You just can't help yourself.
Sean. Nathan. Drew.
Oh.
Will there be more?
Anybody else?
Coming up, Brian Christopherson, the Big Ten.
Deep breaths.
Oh, they got stuff for that, too. We will
Ventolin and albuterol.
I don't want you to die. That'd be really, because then, like, I continue to do the show, but would it still have your name on it?
No.
Oh, yeah, see, that'd be tough.
It'd just be Sharp.
All the clothing that I have that say Sharp and Benning, I'd have to turn it in. Or I'd have to X out Benning. That would be really weird.
Hold that thought.
People would ask questions. Another hour, Sharp and Benning, still in the morning to come next.
Big names, big games. We've got them all. 1620, The Zone.
There are actually two kinds of cigars. The first is the one you smoke with beloved family and friends. The second, the one you enjoy with friends you've just met. And you'll find both at Hearth Cigars and Pipes Lounge. At Hearth Cigars and Pipes Lounge, there's a well-stocked humidor with some of the best bands from around the world and a bar with your favorite cocktails and other drinkables. So what do you say? Which cigar will you be enjoying tonight? Hearth Cigars and Pipes Lounge, just off I-680 and 48th Street next to Cubby's.
Woodhouse Chevy in Missouri Valley. They've got all your vehicle needs. Just was out that way a couple weeks ago. And whether you shop the inventory in-store or online at WoodhouseGM.com, they'll have the car, the truck, or the SUV that you're looking for. If you're looking for brand new or maybe just new to you and you're thinking certified pre-owned, shop Woodhouse Chevy. Two big things for me, educated and friendly. That's the sales staff. You have a lot of questions. Some of you said I've been in a little bit of a bad mood lately. Well, you know what? Woodhouse, they don't mind. They take care of me anyway. Considerate of my time and allow me to ask a ton of questions. Quick, efficient responses. It's actually pretty pleasant. It's makes it a lot easier when I'm online or I'm in person. Taking advantage of the smart and fair pricing, the features you want in your next car, Woodhouse, we'll talk about it with you, right? I've driven a few. That's what you need to do. Test drive a new vehicle and figure out what the Woodhouse difference is. And remember, with Woodhouse Chevy, find new roads.
Accidents are stressful enough without having to navigate the claim.